danger.
Ooh, we're gonna find love today and second chance romance. That's coming up. This immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to find love. It's Second Chance Romance. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis, in the morning of My Talk 107.1. Jason is off today. I'm Alexis, Dawn, and Kenny hanging with you this morning, this Thursday morning, December 2nd. Yep, already December. And I think we're going to find some love.
Yes, we are. We have Weston.
Oh, good. We're going to talk to Weston
today.
First.
Yeah, we're going to talk to him first. And I just want to get some. Sexy saxophone music in here.
Oh, yeah. Gotta set the mood here.
Yeah, hold on. There's an ad first, but we'll get to it. Okay, yeah. Let's just get Weston on the phone.
Okay.
Hi, Weston. You're on the phone with Alexis, Kenny, and myself right now. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Great. I didn't
really know. Oh, tell us about your date, Weston.
Okay, so, well, my date. All right, let me just sort of get into it. So. Well, this girl, Courtney, we met on Tinder, and I actually think she might have been set up by her girlfriends, based on kind of what she was telling me about, I think they did her Tinder or something, but whatever. Either way, we matched, and I was really excited about going on our date.
Okay.
So we went out, I took her to one of my favorite restaurants, and it's just like a casual place, but like I know most of the staff, and I wanted to feel comfortable, you know?
Yes.
And like my friends at the restaurant were really excited for me because like I don't really go on too many dates.
Ah, okay.
Oh, that can be kind of a dangerous move, but I commend you.
Yeah, and like I feel like the date went well, but I'm like kind of an open book, so I think like I'm easy to talk to. She was understanding because I showed up a little late, so I was like that was nice of her.
Oh,
so
wait
actually,
a minute, how late? How late did you show up?
Well, it was only like 10, 12 minutes late.
Okay.
But like, I actually had a reason though.
Oh, okay.
What happened?
Well, so I ended up breaking my toes last week. So it was like hard for me to get around. But like, the staff knows and stuff, so they accommodated me. You know what? This is like kind of embarrassing, but actually now on one of those scooter things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The ones you rent in the city?
Oh, like a scooter if you've broken your leg or something? Like,
oh,
yeah,
that
like,
you get
yeah,
afterward.
Because, like, it's hard to, like, walk and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why I was late. But it's, like, taking me longer to get around. But I don't know. We had, like, a great time talking. She's a very warm and nice person. We were talking about our backgrounds. Like, she grew up in a similar situation. Like, we both... come from similar backgrounds, not like a ton of money, both from a rural area. Mm. And the date was good. Like, we had a bunch of appetizers and some drinks. I thought it was great. I had a really good time. It was a 2-hour date.
Like,
wild for a first date. And I thought it was like a good sign. At the end, though, I couldn't really go in for a kiss because of like, I was on the scooter.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of like awkward. But I was hoping for another date. I thought it went well and I liked her, but she won't like text me or call me back.
Oh, huh. Was she like checking her phone a lot or anything during the date, or did she seem distracted?
Not really. Like, okay, unless she was having a good time and not really distracted or anything.
Okay. Did you find yourself like asking a lot of the questions, or
Was it good back and forth?
No, I felt like we had a good conversation, like back and forth.
Sure.
Did you text her a ton afterward?
Did you text her too much?
Not like a ton. Like, I texted her twice, and like, okay. I gave her one call, but I left a voicemail. But
oh, that's perfect.
So I feel like she definitely knows that I'm trying to reach out, but I don't want to be like too much.
Great, because sometimes we ask people that question, and they say I texted her 50 times and called her 15 times.
And we're like, ooh,
no, that'd be bad. One question. Since it was Tinder, was there an expectation on either one of your parts that you were this was going to end in, sweat and stink and?
Well, given like my situation, I wasn't expecting that.
Right.
Yeah,
because you're injured.
That can be hard to maneuver.
I just thought Tinder was basically a place where we hook up, and dating is secondary. I could be wrong, I guess.
No, we've heard that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes
I've heard that, but I don't know.
All right. Okay.
It is an easy way. I mean, I will say this about Tinder. I haven't done it, but since you have to, in order to match with somebody, they have to say yes to you. Did you know that, Kenny? Like, they have to swipe on you and you swipe on them, and then it gives you a list of people that are interested that you are interested in. So it's
and
really
then
kind of
a. Hook up and swipe together. Right.
Well, sometimes, sure. Okay, Weston. Well, and you don't have like some weird habit or anything. Like, you don't. Like clear your throat constantly or something
yeah,
like
smoker?
That.
Smoker?
Oh.
No, I don't smoke or clear my throat, so I don't think I did anything strange like that.
All right, cool.
All right,
cool. Thanks, Weston. Well, we're going to put you on hold. You'll be able to hear. Courtney hasn't heard any of this, so we'll get the tea from her and see what's going on. And
yeah, hold on just a second, okay?
Okay.
Can't
hold?
Ooh. Yeah, he is on hold.
I'm scared, you guys.
Okay, so Courtney hasn't heard any of this. She's had this hold music similar to what you're hearing now.
Uh-huh.
But a little more poppy.
Massage music.
Massagier.
Yes.
Hi, Courtney.
You're on the air with Alexis and Kenny.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks for doing this with us today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We appreciate your time. Say, we wanted to ask about your date with Weston. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the first date I've been on in 10 years, so I remember, yeah.
Oh, how'd that go for you, Courtney?
Well, so I guess it was okay. Well, my friend signed me up for Tinder, and I don't know if I think I'll be dating after this. It was really uncomfortable.
Oh no!
How
so? Are you? Do you feel comfortable enough to talk about it?
Yeah, I can tell you guys. He didn't really ask himself about myself at all.
Okay.
He started talking off about his broken foot, which you know is fine. But then he told me about all the bones he's broken in his life.
Oh.
And then he told me all kinds of sad stories about his mom's health.
Oh.
About losing his job during the pandemic. And I just kept saying, I'm so sorry, like a lot.
Did you feel like a therapist?
Yeah. And it kind of seemed like the staff knew all about his sad life, too. And they kept coming around saying, how's your mom? Like, how's your foot? Did you find your dog?
He lost his dog.
Oh, he lost his dog?
Gosh.
Oh. So it he didn't really ask you about your like, you just were listening to him. Basically,
yeah, it felt like a therapy session or like a pity party.
That's not attractive, is it?
Okay.
Oh,
okay. So he didn't try to go in for a kiss. He said, because we've talked to him, you know, we have him on the other line, Courtney.
Yeah.
So if you, I know that you said you were shy, so thank you a lot for coming on the air with us.
Now I'm nervous.
Okay, don't worry about it. I don't think he's going to get nasty or anything with you. He just wanted some answers.
Yeah, let's get him on.
Okay, so we're going to put Weston on the line. He is on the air with us. Weston, say hi to Courtney.
Hi, Courtney. I'm sorry you took me that way.
I'm sorry you have so many issues. I don't know what to say.
Well, I guess I just wear my heart on my sleeve. Like, I feel like a lot of women find it refreshing to have a guy who isn't afraid to talk about, you know, serious stuff.
Save that for 5 years down the road.
Third or fourth date.
Yeah, like, I don't really know you like that.
Right.
Well, maybe you're just afraid to discuss your feelings.
I didn't really get a chance, though. You were just talking only about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you aren't the type of woman who could support me in the future, I just don't know if this is going to work.
Okay.
After one day.
Sorry.
Here comes the truth.
I mean, I hope your mother gets better, though, and I really hope your cousin gets out of jail before Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa!
What didn't you share?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well...
Whose turn is it? God, I think you should this time.
Okay. If we paid for another date, maybe, Weston, since you know that she would like a different type of conversation, you've already... in, you know, given her all the information, would you go out on another date with each other if we pay for it?
I don't know. I think I need to find a different woman.
Okay, Courtney. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm done dating for a while.
Oh, no.
Wow. After 10 years.
And okay, well, please.
Weston, you wrecked her.
Oh, boy. Well.
Oh, man.
You know what? There's a person for everyone.
Yep.
So, you know what? Don't get discouraged.
Yep. And there'll be someone out there who wants all that vulnerability out there on the first date.
True.
Maybe. And it'll be great.
Okay. Well,
yeah. Hopefully I find someone like that.
Okay. Well, thank you for agreeing to come
good
on.
Luck.
I know it's difficult. Thank you so much,
thank
Courtney.
You.
I know you're shy.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Weston. Thank you.
What a disaster.
Oh, my gosh. TMI.
Jeez.
Talk about energy vampire.
Doggone.
Right.
Wait.
Cousins in
right.
jail.
Cousins
yeah.
in jail. Dog ran away. Mother's got the undisclosed whatever going.
Yep. He's on a scooter, broke his toe.
Toes.
His
can't
bones.
Walk.
Oh, wow. He lost his job in the pandemic.
Oh, yeah, that too.
He's like a bummer Dan, isn't he? He's just everything about him is a bummer.
Yeah, Downer Dan.
Yeah, Downer Dan, Bummer Dan.
Bummer Brian.
Yeah, what a, jeez.
Oh.
Yeah,
wet
that
blanket
can...
Weston.
Yes.
I hope he's not still listening.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. So, Weston, if you are still listening, of course, we're just joking around, but seriously, you cannot dump all that kind of stuff on somebody on a first date.
No, don't go looking for a partner whose main job is to support you.
Yeah, what did that mean?
I think he meant emotionally support him.
All the time. Well, you also, it's a back and forth. He would need to also provide that as well. And if on a first date, if you're not asking anything about your date.
Oh.
Twitter's already come alive, Panda.
Oh, yeah, what they
Panda
say?
Panda says, he lost me at, I'm sorry you took me that way.
Oh, yeah, that's not an
Megan
apology.
Megan says, dude wants her to support him after one date.
Yeah.
Once again, this is why I gave up dating.
Oh, see, this poor girl feels like she isn't going to date anymore.
Oh, well,
all right.
And when he said that her friends set up the Tinder, I thought there was maybe something that wasn't true on the Tinder or
I know.
Something. I was thinking.
It just sounds like she is shy and doesn't want to date.
Yeah.
What's our record in the last year? How many people have actually agreed to a second date? How many people won?
We don't keep track of that because it would be too depressing.
Maybe at least two, maybe?
You have to admit, we're not
bad
good at this.
No, yeah,
we're bad at this.
Yeah,
we're
we
just
are.
Just delivering the information. We're not responsible for what happens.
Yep, they get the answer that they need. And
anyway, be sure to check out our half price deal at the Minneapolis
this
Holiday
is good
Boutique.
Info.
MyTalk1071.com keyword deals.
it doesn't work out a lot, but that's okay. But this is a good deal. This is wonderful.
Yeah,
tickets
really
to the Minneapolis Holiday Boutique. It's really fun. You can get all your holiday shopping. It's big. It's at the convention center. So
yeah,
it's wonderful.
300 booths.
Woo! Wow. Okay. Look at the time. We gotta go. We're gonna do the Dirt Alert next with Elizabeth Reese.